Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 10-3, 2018, wherever or whenever you are connecting with us. It's so good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. There's some important news stories up on thepowerhour.com, including what's going on with Iran. If anybody can figure that out, please let me know. I think they're telling us one thing and doing another. You know, we know that story. But with Iran backing out of the deal, putting more pressure on them, what does that mean? Of course, the Kavanaugh ongoing soap opera that that is. Other stories, health stories, as you know, thepowerhour.com, you can check out. There's also more commercial-free podcasts of past shows with easy-to-share buttons. You sharing this is what's going to make the difference. You have to multiply you. So as informed as you are and the power that you have, that's the name of the show, The Power Hour. There's a reason, because you have the power. In this universe, you've been endowed with it. So you go forth and you multiply you, and as we change minds, the whole universe will follow. And, of course, at the Al Whitney interview, you can just go to search, put in Al Whitney, or just put in Whitney, and the interview will come up. J.B. Handley, the Tom Cowan interview, those are some of the hot-button ones that people seem to be sharing a lot and getting a lot of success with. So those are great interviews and a great resource for you, thepowerhour.com. The second hour today, Dr. Richard Amerling, he wrote The Physician's Declaration of Independence, which I thought was pretty cool. And he'll be on to talk about the state of medicine, what it is, what it should be, what he thinks it should be, and the doctor's role and how that needs to change, and if he could wave a magic wand, what it will look like. Somebody who probably goes the other way, not probably, does go a little bit the other way, Dr. Norm Shealy. He's an expert in energy medicine. He was one of the founding members of Holos University. He's an emeritus professor there now. He is known throughout the world for natural ways to deal with chronic pain and inflammation. He's written a book called Conversations with G, the letter G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. Very interesting. We'll get to that. His website is normshealy.com. He's written just dozens and dozens of books. Very excited to have him on again. Norm, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, great to be with you, Daniel.
Now, one of the things that you've done, we'll get to your book and energy healing and some of those other things, but one of the big epidemics, no, without question, and blight on this country, the world, is opioid drug addiction. You have been involved with, I think, a real groundbreaking study. Why don't you tell briefly a little bit about that study, and then let's get into that a little bit.
Well, you know, interestingly, I have spent the last 45 years helping people get off narcotics. But narcotic addiction is, of course, a major epidemic. And intuitively, as all of my discoveries have been, from spinal cord stimulation, TENS, et cetera, I created an electrical stimulator called Chakra Sweep, pulsed electromagnetic field or frequency. And it puts out a range of frequencies from 5.83 to 56.81 cycles per second. Every 10 minutes, it just sweeps the entire body. And it helps to reset the natural rhythm of your cells. Now, the brain, as most people know, functions through a wide range of frequencies, from one cycle per second up to 100 cycles per second. But there's one frequency called gamma, G-A-M-M-A, which is ideally at 40 cycles a second. And it's sometimes called in the zone or woo-hoo state. It is an optimal state, actually, for happiness and creativity. All illnesses decrease your ability to have gamma. But the people who have no gamma at all are narcotic addicts. And I demonstrated last December that when you have this chakra sweep EMF near your head, in fact, anywhere on your body, it puts you into gamma waves, directly on your head, totally safe, by the way, it puts you into gamma. So we started a study in January on 12 locked up, incarcerated narcotic addicts, and we've been measuring them every month for all kinds of things, you know, 50 different aspects, but the number one is craving. average craving was 10 out of 10 when we started. Average craving is now 1 out of 10. Three of the incarcerates were sent back to the judge for some reason. The judge looked at him and said, "You look so different. What did you do?" One of them said, "Well, we're in a research project where we're not supposed to talk about it." She said, "I command you to tell me about it." So they told her what was happening. She said, "Oh, that's okay. I know Dr. Sheely." Well, so it's so obvious that even the judge noticed a difference in their appearance. And I'm giving a paper on this to the Anti-Aging Congress in Las Vegas in December. But basically, I believe that we have a cure. Now, obviously, if the person has to use it, it does require at least an hour a day. But actually, most of the, almost all of the addicts like it so much they don't want to take it off. They call it their halo.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. I'm totally fascinated. One, let's go back to the addict themselves. You said they have no gamma. Are they born with no gamma, or the drugs start to make them have no gamma, so they just need more and more drugs? Which one is it?
It's the use of the drugs that deprives them of gamma. And the problem is... most of these people started off in their teens. And they began to take drugs that control the anxiety, and that's when it sort of killed or suppressed their gamma activity.
Okay, so your machine or your testing that you're doing, is it just a small little device? Do you put a meter on your head? I mean, what is it? Describe that a little bit.
It's a coil of copper wire. It's 8 inches in diameter, and it'll fit on your head, but it's more comfortable if you have something like a baseball cap. It just sits on top of the cap. And it is plugged into the wall, and so you can't walk around with it. But actually, you can put it under your pillow and sleep with it all night. And it, even under your mattress, it's strong enough to get through to help you.
Fascinating. So this is something that's going to be available to the public then? Now,
it is
soon,
already
what?
Available. Yeah, it is on the... We've been using it for a couple of years for other things. It's particularly good for local pain and that kind of thing. And I didn't realize until last December that it also reduced gamma. And that you do by measuring the EEG.
So some kind of brain scan. You use a brain scan to detect.
Yes.
Okay. Many people probably listening, I'm sure, have... Probably all the people, I mean, that's how prevalent this problem is. Just about everybody listening knows somebody or is connected somehow to someone who has an addiction problem. For those who aren't involved directly in the addiction, explain to them what the person dealing with addiction, what are they feeling? What don't they get about them? Why are they so different than the other person just walking around normal?
Well, it's like any addiction. I mean, you could be addicted to soda pop. You know, that announcement about the number of people who eat fast foods just before we started this, that's an addiction, actually. And one of the reasons fast foods are addiction, they add monosodium glutamate to it, and that helps capture the brain, if you will. But narcotics are more powerful than that, and they really are worse than nicotine or alcohol addiction. The people get such withdrawal when they... narcotics wears off, you know, shaking, nervousness, severe anxiety, inability to sleep, even vomiting, etc. So they just keep not being able to quit. And they don't even think about quitting. They don't, because they're so, they become so dependent upon them, and the symptoms are so bad when they try that they just aren't interested in quitting. But if they're willing to consider it, I now know that it looks to me as if virtually all of them could get off their narcotics just by converting the brain into this wonderful frequency of 40 cycles per second.
So, ladies and gentlemen, his website is normsheely.com, N-O-Norm, N-O-R-M, Sheely, S-H-E-A-L-Y. Do you have a phone number? So I bet you there's a lot of people who are listening just absolutely desperate and are hanging on every word you're saying right now. Do you have a phone number they can call?
I don't know. I'll 800 number, but I know our clinic number here is 417-351-5221. Happy to do it.
417-351-5221. Probably just about everybody listening, I know some people who have had terrible times with addiction, and it is heart-wrenching to see. How would you describe our effect on America? Is this the cancer of our whole American soul, kind of, that we're dealing with here?
I totally agree. This is, you know, it makes people totally uncontrollable and out of control, if you will.
And is it, you know, there's two parts. We'll get into this more when we talk about energy medicine and what have you. I'm of the belief, you comment however you want, that there's two parts to us, right? There's a spiritual side, there's a physical side, and there's some sort of balance as we go through life. When these drugs, they almost, not kill, I guess, is it suppress? What to be a better word? They suppress the spiritual side, and then the physical side just turns into a monster, basically, or what?
Yeah, I'd say they actually block your connection with the real person, which to me is the soul.
Right. Oh man, it's heartbreaking, but it's fascinating what you've been able to do, and I really, my hat's off to you. I don't know what else to say. So many people are looking for solutions. We have about a minute before the break. Anything else you want to say about this study?
Well,
or people suffering out there.
If they're willing to try it, it's simple and it's safe. The only contraindication, I wouldn't do it in somebody who's pregnant, and it won't hurt you, but it wouldn't be usable in somebody who's got a pacemaker, because it might interfere with a pacemaker, but not you.
Why baby? Why pregnancy? Was it going to hurt the baby?
We don't know. I doubt it would, but I don't take a chance in doing something in someone who's pregnant where you haven't done all kinds of elaborate lab tests to prove it first.
Right, you just don't know. Okay. NormSheely.com is the website. The phone number again, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. On the other side, we're going to talk about the book and energy healing and just whatever else. Norm Shield, we can go a million different directions with this man. So good to have him on. PowerHour.com is our website. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back. Just got a text from my better half. She's listening. She really likes your interview, Norm. She wanted me to tell you that. But I had a question. I thought this is important before we get to your book. We're seeing young children in school. You know, they can't play dodgeball anymore. They can't play freeze tag. They can't do resets. They got to sit there and do the work, especially boys. Well, the boys get antsy. They don't want to sit still. Imagine that for 8 hours a day. Now the teacher goes a little haywire and says, well, Timmy needs drugs now. The nurse is there, ready to give some Ritalin or what have you. Things like Ritalin, things like the vaccines, things like the chemicals in the food, MSG, whatever. At such a young age, are they making children more susceptible to this brain damage from narcotics, more susceptible to addictions later because of that?
Yes. There is not a mood drug in the world that I would allow into my body. I don't care whether it's anti-anxiety or antidepressant. I'm being kind, but they all suck. They are unbelievably dangerous to your life.
In what way? Dangerous in what way?
Well, they markedly increase the rate of suicide. People who weren't suicidal at all, you put on those drugs, they often become suicidal and do it. And it makes them irritable and depressed. There are four major articles, including one in the New England Journal of Medicine, that says if all the negative research studies had been, quote, allowed to be published, the net result would be zero. In other words, the pharmacomafia does not allow 75% of all the negative studies to be published. I wouldn't trust them to tell
me. So you're saying... you know, tell me if I'm wrong. What I'm getting from you is if you took all the studies of the benefits of antidepressants, for example, mood-altering drugs, the benefits and the side effects, the negative aspects, if you put them all together, the net result is no effect, is zero. There's zero effect.
Yes, because it causes more harm than it does good.
My word. What? I mean, you used the word, what did you say, pharmacological mafia? What did you say?
I call it pharmacomafia because I believe they are functioning as part of the evil empire.
When you say evil empire, I mean, get into that a little more. We got about 3 minutes before this is a short segment, 2 or 3 minutes. Is it just that they're driven by money? Is it something more? Do they want to control people? What do you see?
Well,
you're in on this every day.
Well, it's obviously driven primarily by money, in other ways, and they don't care.
Do you believe, you know, is your position, you're a doctor, you're in on this for years. Do you believe there's any way that these big pharma, what have you, the people pushing, making these drugs, don't know how much they're hurting people? Is there any way that they're ignorant to that?
No. No, they have no conscience.
What would you tell somebody who maybe has been on some of those drugs for years or even months, whatever, who's on them now, feels dependent upon them, and that really they feel like it, I don't know if it's, they feel like it helps them in their life, they feel like they need it for their life. What would you tell that person?
Well, I would say that I can prove to you with a 90% odds that I can help you feel normal without a drug. It may take us a month to wean you and convert you, but I have many, many, many safe, effective alternatives.
Is it getting, you've been doing this decades. From the, when you first started to now, are people more aware of these major problems, or are they even more hardened or ignorant to it? Which one?
I think it's more ignorant. They
really?
Well, they believe the ads on the television and stuff like that. It's well known that despite the fact that when these things are advertised on television, they always, and it causes this, and they speak so fast you can't even tell what they're saying. Nobody pays attention to the possible side effects, and side effects are not side effects, they're complications.
Oh, boy, that's a good thing. I'm glad you said. Well, I listen to it, you know, these heartburn drugs or whatever, they'll say about they're going to help your heartburn, and then say, oh, but, may cause spontaneous combustion or something. You know, it's like, my God, I'll deal with the heartburn. I'll just live with heartburn.
and also they end with, and even death.
Yeah, and even death. Up to including death, by the way. And death. Oh, just a little side note there. Well, you know, they tell you what they do, so I...
There's 174,000 people killed every year by prescription drugs. That's what it admitted.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Well, we'll get back. We're going to get to your book, I promise, but this is important, just fantastic information. Dr. Norm Shealy, great to have you, my friend. NormShealy.com. We're the Power Hour, PowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
On Wednesday, the United States officially terminated a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Today at the White House, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about Iran and their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
I don't think Iran is dismantling its nuclear program. If anything, recent reports that are public indicate that it's increasing its activity. I think we're going to apply the maximum amount of leverage we can. We're working with our European partners, with the British, the French, the Germans, and others.
The FBI on Tuesday reportedly interviewed Tim Gaudette, a Georgetown Prep classmate of Brett Kavanaugh's, who hosted a party on July 1, 1982, That party was also referenced in a calendar that was kept by Mr. Kavanaugh. Democrats are trying to say that this is the party that the alleged assault took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got some great specials. We have an announcement for the Power Mall also. Now, you know, Christmas is obviously quite a ways away, but birthday gifts, what have you. Now we have gift certificates. You want to buy a gift certificate, it's easy. You get a code. You can give it to anybody. This is a great way to share not only health, but you're sharing the truth. You have no idea, who knows what impact you'll have by helping somebody take something natural, which is going to affect their life and bless their life and enhance their everything, whatever it's going to do. Where's that going to lead them now? Now they're open to other things. You want to really make an effect on somebody to tell them the truth. I know we get so many emails about, how do I get my family to see this? How do I... take something they're dealing with, and most people are dealing with something, give them something natural that's away from what they're usual, away from the paradigm of this whole pharma medico system, that mafia system that Dr. Sheely just mentioned. You know, do something other than that, and you've already broken their paradigm. You broke their paradigm, and you didn't have to say a word. And now they may, well, what were you saying about, vaccines now? You know, and they may listen or what have you. You don't know. Anyway, gift certificates are available. Of course, as the holiday season ramps up, the great gifts, we're going to talk about those a lot. But they're now available at the Power Mall. Sun Air Purifiers. I cannot remember the guy. I wish she would have put this down, his name, who invents it. Just the nicest guy who does these at his shop. And he, you know, again, I told you yesterday, it's like he made these in the 40s or 50s. And what I mean by that is the quality. You know how things were made well and they last a long time? My uncle still has my grandfather's lawnmower, his lawn tractor, that was built in 1949. The thing still runs. You know, it takes a little work, whatever. I mean, what's that, 60-something years, almost 70 years? I mean, that's what I mean by that. These things are high quality. We're going to have the furnaces this year, so check that out. Of course, all the Mother Earth minerals, the Dr. Linus Pauling's research, the calcium, the copper. We didn't even talk about copper yesterday and how important that is. The iodine, magnesium, potassium, selenium, zinc, and the chromium. I know a lot of diabetics need that chromium and zinc. Check all those out at the Power Mall. The Super Silver is still on sale. The REM Sleep is still on sale. And the Mana, you know, anytime there's floods or whatever, that's when people start to think about their own preparedness. All the Mana food at the Power Mall. You have to call them. On sale, 20% off, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, back to the great Dr. Norman Sheely. Norm, you've written a lot of books, but your new book, you think maybe your most important, and the name of it, let me make sure I get it right here, Conversations with G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. Talk about the impetus of that book, why you wrote it.
Well, the reason is that, you know, starting way back in the mid-50s, I began to have intuitive hits that gave me inventions. The first was spinal cord stimulation, and then it was transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. I've been sort of an electrical junkie, if you will, all these years. And I actually have 14 patents, and every one of them has come through an intuition. And interestingly, in 1984, one night I suddenly was awakened with a voice, and I started hearing myself talk to my personal angelic guide. I believe all of us are born with an angel almost on our shoulder. They guide us and help us. And sometimes we have teachers. And many people have said this throughout, you know, centuries. They have been communicated to.
It's in the Bible also. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, prophets and everything else. And I have 5 patents that were directly given to me. I had to prove them. But I got the information directly as a download. And interestingly, I've integrated all this. To me, there's a word called mysticism, or the mystic's journey. And to me, that's the search for God, or the search for the divine. And so I feel as if my life has been one of activating what is called the mystic archetype. Archetypes are major patterns. Everybody knows what a father is. That's an archetype, or a mother, or a child. These are archetypes. And mystic is an archetype. So this is what I call my mystical dance.
When you said archetype, activating mystical archetypes, get into that more. What do you mean activating? Connecting with? What does that
exactly
mean?
Exactly. In other words, you can have this energy, but not manifest it. I mean, I'm a physician.
Mm-hmm.
At age 4, I wanted to be a physician. But I had to do a lot of things to manifest it, to make it happen and come true. And we at different stages of life have different roles to play. I mean, I've been a physician, I've been a husband, I've been a father. Right now, all of those are part part of my earlier life, but they're not the dominant theme of my life. Dominant theme continues to be look for ways of improving health. Everything I have done for the last 60 years is aimed at what can I do to help people improve their health.
Now, we talk a lot about the divine in terms of, on the show, in terms of, you know, the Declaration of Independence. I mean, now we're getting into the political realm, but the greatness of America, I think, was that by law, the Declaration of Independence, we acknowledge the endowment of our Creator, the endowment of something greater than us, our unalienable rights, whatever that means. Does that mean anything to you? What does, or is that just mumbo jumbo? What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, you know, the pursuit of happiness, for instance, is one of the basics. It's an inalienable right, but we still have to fight for it or act upon it. We can't just sit on our doorstep and not have something happen. So we have the right to happiness, the right to pursuit of happiness. But again, it is a something you have to put some effort into. And so to me...
Let me ask it this way, Dr. Sheely. I think I convoluted it a little bit, which I do sometimes. Let me ask it this way. There are many people who are trying to find out what is man? What exactly is man? In all your pursuit, we're obviously something different than the physical. Well, I believe we are. What exactly is mankind? What are we?
Well, I think we are a spirit or soul living in a human body having the experience. I am not just a body and a man or a person. I am an eternal soul.
And what is our purpose here, do you feel?
To help others. That I believe that is the only purpose in life. And so I think it's important to know. I think the person who made this phone is just as important as I am. I think the person who painted this office and put the floor down and all that is just as, in other words, if you do something that helps other people, you're just as important as anybody else, because no person can be totally self-sufficient. You wouldn't have time to do anything else.
There's been a lot of research by very high-level science. I call them Tier 1 science. You know, we're told Tier 2 and Tier 3 facts, you know, on TV and in colleges. But then there's Tier 1 science, which is the actual research. But there's a lot of Tier 1 scientists that are out there who you would think would be maybe atheistic or, you know, Darwinian-type scientists, but they're not. They're starting to realize about this connectedness, this consciousness, collective consciousness, this divinity, whatever you want to call it. They're starting to prove it, and now they're seeing in a wider array where they're not limited by this Darwinian theory. In fact, they think it's nonsense now. It's ridiculous. Are you familiar with any of that? Does that mean anything to you, this collective consciousness?
I believe that we are here and that we use our intelligence to develop new ways of doing things, and hopefully we can work out that they're safe. I mean, we don't live in a cave anymore. We do have ways of communicating. I think many, many inventions have improved the quality of life and allowed us to reach our best potential.
You're an expert in energy healing, energy medicine. We got about a little less than a minute before the break, and we'll get to this on the other side. What is energy medicine?
Well, in my opinion, it's the use of anything except drugs and surgery. Now, drugs and surgery are useful, often in acute illness, but rarely in chronic illness. And so there's dozens of electrical and physical and herbal and nutritional activities, all of which fall under the broad rubric of energy. In fact, that's all we have is energy.
I know Nikola Tesla, that's basically what he said towards semi the end of his life. He talked about frequency, that all this is frequency energy, basically, is what he's saying. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. And I use a lot of Tesla, the concept of Tesla energy, in some of my inventions.
Ooh, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about one of the inventions where you use Tesla and what he really brought to, you know, mankind. One more segment with Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com is the website. I'll give the number out one more time. 417-351-5221. He has a practice right there, or used to, right there outside of Springfield, Missouri. Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com is his website. Before the break, you talked about Tesla, what would you call it, innovations, Tesla research that you use in some of your research. Give us an example. We hear that technology. What is some of the things that you've used?
The most important thing is scalar. Back in the early last century, Tesla worked with scalar energy. According to physics, all empty space throughout the universe is filled with this power. And if the focus is to say is space the size of a helium molecule, there's enough energy to boil the ocean. So for the last couple of years, I worked with scalar energy. And if people are exposed to it, it will reduce inflammation, reduce blood pressure, and so people at ease better than any other thing I've discovered.
Now, your phone is cutting out again. I don't know. Maybe play with the wire or something. Well, let me summarize what you said, I think, what I got from it for the audience. You said the most important part of Tesla technology, whatever that is scalar technology. He had worked with scalar technology that even in the emptiness of space, it's filled with this technology. And that even in one... You said one cell of helium, there's enough energy to boil the whole ocean. Is that basically what you said?
Exactly.
And how do you access this scalar energy and bring it down so people to be able to use to help people?
Well, you produce a transmitter that is done by a physicist or an engineer, and then it's focused. And we do that our home scalar device.
Oh, boy. It's getting really bad. Here, we got about 10 minutes left. It's getting so bad, Dr. Shealy. Daniel, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
No, I know you can. Daniel, can you hear me? Yeah, call him right back. He's getting so, just as quick as you can. It's just, I can't even understand him. Yeah. Norm, we'll get right, just hang up, Norm. He's going to get you right back. Let's try to get Norm back. This is such important information. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes before the break. But, this reminds me of Tom Palladino, the scale energy and accessing it and using it. That, it's just fascinating to think about the stars and the planets and the energy coming through this and these suns. It's not just sunlight that's coming through us. It's energy. It's commands. And the DNA that we have, that we possess, the command from the sunlight, from the scalar energy, commands us or manifests and gives us direction. It's just really fascinating. So we're trying to get Norm back real quick. For people who wanted to write down this number, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. The website is normshealy.com. I'm sure people with especially chronic situations, this may be one of the best people in the country to be able to look at your situation and see what they can do for you. And he is in Missouri, so if people, I know we have a lot of listeners in Missouri, so for a lot of you, it's not that far of a trip to go see him. How are we doing, Daniel?
I hope we're doing fine.
All right, Norm, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. That's much better. Okay, we have about five minutes or so. The scalar energy, what has been the most profound thing that you have found in all your research, all your time practicing to help people with chronic problems? What's a core issue that you have been able to uncover?
Well, now we're talking about the bacteria that normally inhabit your intestines. And that is extremely important. It is destroyed by crummy nutrition, fast food, and antibiotics, among others. But we can restore it with good nutrition and certain supplements, including probiotics.
That's that's interesting. I've heard so many physicians, doctors, researchers, naturopaths, what have you, and invariably one or two top things they're going to say. They're going to say gut health. The key to your health is your gut health. Why hasn't mainstream, or I say mainstream, whatever, why hasn't the doctor in the white coat down at the hospital, why haven't they caught on to this?
Well, again, unfortunately, medical education and research is totally controlled by the pharmacomafia. So when they go into medical school, everybody is interested. By the time they finish, they have one thing in mind, only drugs.
For somebody who's listening and their life is, you know, for more or less it's tied to these prescriptions and things, what would you tell them?
Well, the time has come to find a holistic physician. In general, if the physician is not holistically oriented, the chances are good that you won't get anything but drugs.
And where do you think mankind is going? People like you are much more prevalent. You know, you think people are getting more ignorant. That may or may not be true, but I also see at the same time more people like you are out there. So if you're not ignorant, it seems like you have more options. What do you think? Where are we going?
Well, I agree. I really do believe. And, of course, you know, I started 47 years ago looking at these alternatives. And when I founded the American Holistic Medical Association, there were only 200 physicians interested in it. I don't know how many there are now, but it is growing. But still, out of a million, it's a small number.
You know, you mentioned the lawyers and the drugs on TV. Recently, the Monsanto decision, the Monsanto case where they lost a big decision because they knew their drugs or their Roundup was causing cancer. I said to myself when I was watching Family Feud late at night and they had a commercial for a lawyer to call about Monsanto, I said, now something will get done because now lawyers are calling, have you been damaged by Monsanto? Isn't it, why is it that we have to, it takes a team of lawyers before we can realize that something's actually bad for us?
Well, there are now 4,000 cases pending against Monsanto, and I hope everyone on the telephone will listen.
Well, very good. Your phone is losing again. Dr. Sheely, I have just had such a pleasure talking to you. I hope it's been quite a while. I hope we don't wait this long next time.
Well, I always enjoy it. Thank you so much.
The name of the book is, let me get the whole thing, make sure I get it right, Conversations with G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. I think it's very important to get his perspective and his connection with something greater than ourselves, and he writes about it in the book. Check that out. NormSheely.com is the website, and the phone number, one more time, 417-351-5221. Dr. Sheely, we've got about 30 seconds. Last thought is yours.
The most important thing is to like yourself and help other people.
Well, there you go. How much more succinct? I love it. Like yourself and help other people. That ought to be our motto, like yourself and help other people. That's a T-shirt somewhere, Dr. Sheely. Well, God bless you, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.